British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing what may be the greatest political threat yet to his job. It has nothing to do with Brexit, nothing to do with his own personal brush with COVID-19. Instead, the scandal that has roiled Westminster centers on a party he attended in his own backyard, as Willa Marks reports from London.
Several minutes after noon on Wednesday, Boris Johnson sought to share a message, both with members of the British Parliament and the British public.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologise.
His appearance at the legislators' rowdy weekly inquisition, known as Prime Minister's Questions, came 2 days after a British broadcaster published a leaked message from Johnson's private secretary. In that email from May 2020, staff were invited to drink and socialise in the garden of the official residence, Downing Street, at a time of severe COVID-related restrictions, when ordinary citizens could not attend funerals and only meet outdoors with one other person to exercise or risk arrest.
I know that millions of people across this country have made extraordinary sacrifices over the last 18 months. I know the anguish that they have been through, unable to mourn their relatives, unable to live their lives as they want, or to do the things they love. And I know the rage they feel with me and with the government I lead when they think that in Downing Street itself, the rules are not being properly followed by the people who make the rules.
That public anger, he acknowledged, has crescendoed after multiple reports of social gatherings inside government buildings during national lockdowns. Initially, Johnson denied any parties ever happened, then insisted he knew nothing about them. Today, his defence changed again.
And when I went into that garden just after six on the 20th of May 2020 to thank groups of staff before going back into my office 25 minutes later to continue working, I believed implicitly that this was a work event. But Mr. Speaker, with hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside.
He acknowledged that millions of citizens would not have seen it that way, and neither did the Labour Party's leader Keir Starmer, his chief political opponent, who finally pounced, publicly demanding Johnson's resignation for the first time.
After months of deceit and deception, the pathetic spectacle of a man who's run out of road. His defence, that he didn't realise he was at a party. It is so ridiculous that it's actually offensive to the British public. He's finally been forced to admit what everyone knew, that when the whole country was locked down, he was hosting boozy parties in Downing Street. Yes. Is he now going to do the decent thing and resign? Yes.
In response, Johnson did not rule out resignation, but instead requested patience while one of Britain's top civil servants leads an investigation into more than a dozen such social gatherings inside government during several different lockdowns. Johnson said he did not want to preempt those findings, and if he refuses to resign, only his fellow Conservative legislators can decide to force him out. Inside the parliamentary chamber today, most of them stayed silent, heads bowed, as an army of their opponents urged them to take action. But in the hours since, some have started speaking up, the first drip-drip of demands for Johnson's departure. Though this started with a leak, it may eventually become a flood. For NPR News, I'm Willa Marks in London.